Well, the sorriest part of all of it is, are we going to have to start worrying about frost again in the next few days? 94.7 WCSX, Birmingham, Detroit, USA. We'll get the updated forecast. No rain here yet, but it is coming. Mr. Madhouse has the details coming up in just a couple of minutes. Tonight's Stone Soup meeting, we'll get you up to date on that. We heard a cool song from Eric Clapton a few minutes ago, Clapton in concert on Thursday night at the Palace, that rescheduled show, and in the jukebox all this week, so you get to pick whatever you want from Eric Clapton later on this hour. Now out to the roads, Jill Washburn has an eye on workforce traffic for us.
Yes, and we're still rolling accident-free, right? That's your workforce traffic. I'm Jill Washburn on 94.7 WCSX.
All right, a rainy forecast, which is brought to you this time by the Builder's License Class. When and how much?
Well, pretty soon and a lot. Once again, our current reading, 45 degrees.
And let's take a look at news and sports now. Lynn, brought to you by Comcast Cable.
Sports seasons. Okay.
7:08. JJ and Lynn on the Motor City's Classic Rock Station. No commercials. Let's do The Who on 94.7 WCSX.
It's finally time to use that camcorder for something constructive.
Hey, honey, what are you doing?
WCSX rocks!
Have you lost your mind?
Oh, yeah!
The CSX $20,000 commercial casting call is here. Make the next CSX TV commercial and earn $20,000. We'll even run your ad on TV.
You don't have to be Spielberg. Just make a video telling us why you listen to CSX at work.
The WCSX $20,000 commercial casting call. Only on the Motor City's No Repeat Work Week station.
Action!
94.7.
WCSX.
94.7 WCSX. 718, this is JJ and Lynn. Is it time to start cracking the eggs for the dipping of the French toast yet, Lynn?
Excuse me?
You know, we've got to carry that French toast and bacon and hash browns over to Fox 2's Alan Lee this morning around 8:45. We'll be on with him.
We better get going.
Yeah. Paying off a bet from the wager we made on the NCAA tournament. We kind of stunk up the joint. He actually did pretty well. So we are the losers. The bet was breakfast, so today's the day for the payoff.
We will be on live with them
at 8:45
this morning, so that ought to be interesting.
We're going to try to match it up here, so Karen's going to come in a bit early, and we can chat with her about the same time. So here's our fearless leader with the French toast.
Oh, it's from Toast. I love Toast in Ferndale.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
So we're
thank you to Toast. Breakfast and lunch joint. It's they have the best food.
I haven't been there yet. No, I have not.
Oh, it's great.
Really?
Just wonderful.
Where is it? In Ferndale.
Woodward and Ferndale. It's on the east side and a little bit out of town, north.
All right.
Not far, but just, you know.
Always looking for a great breakfast place.
Are you?
Yes.
This is it.
Honestly, always looking
for
a
great breakfast place. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit.
Breakfast place. That's okay.
So popular.
Good things come to he who waits. 7:19.
Wow.
Was that a quote?
Yes, it was. I think I just coined a phrase. All right, it's JJ and Lynn, 313-298-WCSX
is
our number.
Aging or Alzheimer's? You know how lately many of us are thinking, God, is my mind going?
I've got
a list of things that can tell you the difference between truly the beginnings of Alzheimer's and normal.
Well, ever since Ray Johnson succumbed to Alzheimer's, it's been my fear every time I forget something. It's like, uh-oh, here it comes.
You used to, and it's a sad but amusing story when your dad was walking back to Florida.
From here.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
You said, what'd you say?
Well, where he disappeared.
Dad?
It was my turn to watch him, and he disappeared.
Did he realize it was you on the watch?
Probably, that's the reason he walked away.
I had to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
So I hop in my car and start driving around the neighborhood, and there he is walking down some main road, and I pulled up alongside, honked the horn. He said, hey, what are you doing here? I said, come on, get in the car, Dad. Where are you going? He says, I'm going home. I said, home to Michigan or home to Florida? He goes, Florida. I said, well, you better get in. It's a long walk. And so he did, and that was the end of the story.
So this might put your mind at ease.
All right.
Anyway, a list for you.
All right, coming up in just a minute here on CSX, or scare you to death. All right.